Welcome back to another episode of Break the Narrative,
your weekly dose of realism and giggles where we discuss and dismantle the raggedy norms and narratives of life as a millennial.
Hey y'all,
we can cut that out.
Oh, no, we keeping that.
Don't do that.
Hey y'all, what's up?
How's everybody doing?
Yes, how's everybody doing?
Y'all still stuck in the motherfucking house?
Everybody stuck in the house. Everybody is quarantined.
Or should be, anyway.
Right.
Okay. Should be, because you know niggas don't pay attention. Niggas don't follow directions.
But ain't shit open. They ain't got nowhere to go.
Ain't got nowhere to go.
They ain't got nowhere to go, but they
we doing virtual birthday parties.
Facts.
Virtual baby showers.
Facts.
Shit is getting real.
They doing virtual real baby showers, pull okay. up and drop off baby showers.
Pull up and drop off?
Where? You want to see it? I'm going to show
you. Just pull up and drop the gifts off outside?
Yep, it's a table outside.
Oh, it's curbside.
It's curbside baby shower.
It's curbside baby shower.
Everything curbside.
Curbside baby shower. Wow.
Sure
is. Oh, all these noises. All right. Cool.
Sure is. Y'all, thank y'all so much for always just supporting us. Our last episode, we had our 1 year anniversary, and it was so lit, and we got so much love shown to us that day.
Absolutely.
We reposted everybody who posted us, and we just really, really, really appreciate the support. You guys are amazing.
Amazing.
Also, just remember, if you would like to be on our episode, oh, real quick, here's the drop-off baby shower picture.
Yo, wow. That's cute, though.
It is cute.
Drop your shit and go.
It's a pretty cool idea.
Thank you.
We might be doing that for Katashi.
And we can do that for me and my future baby. Just pull up and drop off.
You know what, y'all, real quick. So, I posted a post.
We're not going to talk about this.
And my friend, I had to delete it because all my friends was negative about it. Because basically, like, I was trying to tell them, you know what I'm saying? It's quarantine time. Y'all should have these babies. Get these babies popping.
And why would we have babies in the middle of a pandemic?
And, you know, I just feel like because a way will be made. Like, that's the perfect time.
Why would you want to do that?
Because y'all are going to be great with these babies. And every single last one of y'all was so negative. That
I just said I reported your post.
I reported this. This is spam.
Yeah, this is fucking spam.
It was so negative.
So spam.
Anyway, so like I was saying, guys, please tell a friend and tell a friend about Break the Narrative. Subscribe to us. If you guys have any networking opportunities or if you want to be on the episode, email us. Let us know what you want to talk about, and we'll be more than happy to look into it. So, what's been new? What's been going on with you?
Shit.
S-H-I-T.
Absolutely nothing.
Exclamation mark.
I was just telling you, I literally had a whole... Here she go with these drums. I literally had a whole panic attack in the farmer's market this weekend. It was just extremely overwhelming. There were people everywhere with these masks and these gloves and people not respecting my personal space. And
giving you 6 feet.
No. And, like, literally my chest got tight. Like, I started tearing up. I couldn't fucking breathe. Like, I spasmed when I got home. I immediately stripped and got in the shower. Like, immediately.
Like, do you feel like you're scared, like, terrified of it?
Like, it's just scary because, like, there's random people who are, like, mad young dying. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it is people getting younger.
Like, The fuck? At first, it was just old people who was like, you know.
No, you kind of seen better days.
You know. Right, not to say that
the old people got to die, but, you know,
the old
you
people
have more years. Here.
Right. You've had more years, and you know their immune systems are compromised. But they got other shit going on.
So they're already one foot in, one foot out.
That's expected, right? You know, but for
y'all,
the young
that's
people,
not Alicia. That's not Lee saying that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We didn't tell y'all we do have a special guest in here. If y'all didn't recognize that there was a third voice in here today.
Yes, we have a wonderful guest in the building. Actually, what's so funny is, let's give a little bit of history. Our being that we have just came up on 1 year, she was our first guest on our...
Oh, yeah. Went for the trial.
Yes. She was our first guest. So, we want to welcome again Sasha in the MF and building.
What it do?
I'm back.
And better. Hit some drums. Yes.
Woo! Round of applause. Baby, make that ass clap.
Period.
But no, we want to, for real, say thank you for always supporting us, being down from day one.
Amen. Always listening, sharing.
I'm gonna be the big cheerleader as soon as I get the merch, you know.
Merch is coming.
As soon as I get a shirt, I mean, a sock.
Not a head sock, man. Bitch.
Something we're breaking the mirror on them. I mean, so I can rep. I can wear my shirt to work. And they'll be like, what's that? Go listen.
Yes.
Period. So what's been going on with you, Sasha? What's been going on this week with you? Working.
Work. You know, I'm an essential worker.
She's essential, bitch.
I'm essential, period. Bitch. So I haven't been off work. I ain't been having the luxury. But
we appreciate yours.
You know, we on the front line. We got to do what we got to do. Keep everybody safe. And, you know, folks need their dialysis. So, I mean, I'm going to be their hero.
Amen.
That's right.
So, speaking of essential, okay, so...
And y'all ain't been doing nothing but working.
Okay. Period. Everybody.
Speaking of essential, so I was home, of course, last weekend doing nothing, right? So, this was post-panic attack. This was Sunday.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, then I go to the liquor store, right? Like, oh, I'm going to clean up. I'm going to get up, clean my house. Bitch, I've been cleaning ceiling fans. I've been cleaning everything.
You've been cleaning shit you normally don't even clean.
So, I'm, like, sweaty. I have on no bra. Mismatch sweats.
Okay.
Don't match. Toes not painted. Slides on. Hair standing on top of my head because I didn't have my wig on that day. And this man comes up to me in the liquor store. First of all.
Is this the same
liquor store? Yes. The one I always go to.
Oh, shit. Is this the same man?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Child.
Not the man working.
This liquor store love you, child.
Not the man working the register.
He was some random
that came in to get a black and mild. Okay. First of all, he got out the car smelling like a pound of weed. As soon as he walks through the door, it's just like, okay. Well, hello.
Okay.
So he's like, oh, you cute.
Am I really?
And I was just like, not really, but thank you.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck? This man continues to try to talk to me. He's, oh, is you essential? I had to ask him three times what he said first. I said, are you essential? Am I what?
All right. Is you essential?
You essential? What?
He from Atlanta.
He had to be. I was like, the fuck?
And you know she a Cali girl.
I was like,
is you essential?
And then the man goes, he was like, oh, so, well, I'm a truck driver. You know I've been working. Thank you.
Thank you for all your hard work. Okay.
Back up. Listen. I'm not in the mood. I just came here to get my wine and go the fuck home.
She's a magnet to this liquor store.
Why are you talking to me?
Right. I feel like. Seriously.
They love her. They love
Bemone. They like that ass. Well, Lil Wayne, what they said on that song? I like this. I love to see her come, but I like to see her walk away. How you go?
Just leave it alone. It's okay.
How you go? And I see it's her okay. ass. It's okay. What? Bed rock. I can make your bed rock. And then the song, how you go? I like to see her. All right, never mind.
Yep, never mind.
That's what we were waiting for. We was like,
Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
All right.
Everybody know what I'm talking about. Everybody know what I'm talking about. Everybody know. Anyway, so, all right, moving right along. So, y'all, we want to shed some light. As you guys know, we have started to shed light in all of our episodes weekly.
For the hope and positivity and
yes.
the good feels of the world.
Good positivity. Good vibes. So, Tyler Perry strikes mother effing again.
Right, we was just talking about him last
okay.
week.
He'll never strike when I'm in the grocery store.
Listen.
Okay.
I just need him to strike just because.
Or Christmas.
Like, why I can't know him? Right. Walmart, when he be doing Christmas.
Thanksgiving, buying turkeys.
So, what Tyler Perry did is he paid for groceries during senior hour for COVID-19, of course. So, senior hour, I think it's from like, what, 7 to 9?
7 to 8.
Something
or
like
8
that.
To 9.
7 to 9.
The first hour, they're open.
Right. So, he paid for seniors over, it was over 70 different Kroger locations. No, it was over 70 different Krogers, but locations. It was 44 locations in Atlanta and 29 in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
This man paid for all the groceries. They got all the crab legs, all the turkey, all the
I would have got all the crab legs. All the boxes.
So did they know that he was doing this?
No, they didn't know. So only the managers knew. But so when they went to check out and stuff, it was like, Tyler Perry paid for it. Because if they knew, everybody would be there.
You know, niggas would have been there like, give me all this shit. Bro. All of it.
When I say I would have found a Jay and dressed him up like a grandma. Real quick.
Real fucking quick.
Real quick. Where's the wig? Where? Let's fucking go.
I'm telling. Come on. I would have been a grandma for you.
And you know that Jay would have been selling the food.
I would have been a grandma for you. I could have got like a walker.
We could have found somebody's grandma, bitch. Send your grandma to the store.
I could have got one of wheelchairs from work and okay. walkers.
Chad, if they knew, we all would know. But kudos to Tyler Perry. He just, I think Big that's thing. Why he's so blessed because he always,
he is always giving back.
People
he
have
always,
their own opinions about him, but that man looks out for the community.
And he started from the bottom and really made his way. Really like, I really, really, like, really can appreciate him. That. Yeah.
I just, next time, Tyler Perry, if you're listening, you know, one day you're going to be listening. But like, if you find this podcast today, you know.
Oh yeah, cause he don't. We don't. Right?
Up can you hit the suburban surrounding metro like, area of Atlanta?
Well,
Douglas.
He did Douglasville for Christmas.
I know. Again, you know, so I can be there.
Oh, and
next
I think
time.
He did it Thornton Road.
Yeah. So, just put that out there.
So, and then we want to just shed some light, cause y'all, we was in a club
bitch,
last
when
weekend.
When I tell you, I was getting my entire life light. In my living room.
Baby, we was at club T-Pain and Lil Jon Live. And when I tell y'all,
that
our
was
section
lit.
Was lit as fuck. We had all the
group
bottles.
Group chat popping.
Group chat was popping, y'all. Let me tell y'all, the group chat was so popping. We had the bottle girls. We had the hookah girls. We had the fucking them strippers. We had everybody in our section.
I was taking shots.
We was taking shots. We was drinking. It was too much fun. Okay? T-Pain and Lil Jon took it all the way back.
They did. And I love their chemistry. Like,
yes,
them
it was
together.
Really, you know what I was waiting for him to play, though?
What?
B.I. B.I.
And I was waiting for Chopped and Screwed when they were actually battling.
But
he played
it
at the end.
Yeah, he played
it
at the end.
Wow.
It was like a bonus track. But I was waiting for him to play that shit during.
Baby, and I didn't know he... Oh, and we got the...
trivia.
The trivia about the chair.
Right, on some cut, that's a fucking
on some
chair.
Cut, that's not a bed. That's
it's
a chair.
Chair.
He said he was leaning in a chair.
Rocking in a chair.
Rocking.
Yeah, but we don't care because that's the bed squeaking.
That shit.
He can say what he want. That was the bed rocking.
But I was like, damn.
That's
like,
crazy.
How you
even think, yeah.
Because they weren't even planning to put that in there. But he was like, bro, what is that? You don't hear that?
And
he
I
was like, what?
Was,
it
I
was the fucking chair.
Yeah, it was a chair. And I didn't know
though.
He produced Sweetie Record.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know
I
that.
I would have figured that because he produced Frequently.
Yeah, true.
And they sampled
oh,
it.
And it was
so,
a sample,
yeah.
Okay.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, but so, that
yeah.
shit was golden. If he did, oh, yeah. that was a fluke. I mean, that may, when you hear that, we already know
everybody
what's
like,
right.
What it is.
Hope. Whistle. Yeah. For real.
That shit was so lit.
It was so lit.
And
we
I
needed
missed,
that.
I missed, you know, they were supposed to do the R&B one with Babyface and Teddy Riley.
They didn't do it.
They didn't do it.
Yeah, and then they were supposed to do Pleasure P. And
first of all, nobody wants to see that.
Pleasure P
and Bobby
B Bobby
wanted
B.
Cause Bobby B said
he wanted to watch.
Everybody been asking for it.
No, who?
Oh.
Who's asking for
somebody
it?
Somebody come in and said, bro, I promise you ain't nobody.
Nobody's
asking.
Asking for that.
No, but you know what was so
Pleasure,
funny?
I like, though, but Bobby B.
I like Bobby B, but he don't
like
have
Bobby
enough
B
hits.
Too.
He don't. That's why I said
he got like three.
Who does Pleasure have besides Pretty Ricky?
He ain't got that many hits either.
Right.
So that really
but
wouldn't be... They
yeah,
got like,
he don't have that many.
But he don't have like well-known hits.
Yeah.
Like chart-topping hits.
Yeah.
He don't have.
I mean, he got hits.
He got good music.
I would have liked to see it just to see what they was going to bring out.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, like two songs.
But you know what was funny?
Facts.
So Pleasure P was talking so much shit, right? He said, I'm calling out Omarion, Mario,
ooh, don't
Finn,
do that.
All these people, right? No. So somebody wrote in the comments that was like, why you ain't say Chris Brown? He's like, because I don't want no smoke with him.
Okay.
Period. You don't want to
smoke
with Mario.
He
was like, I don't want to smoke with Chris.
He don't want to smoke with
no.
Daddy.
He already know Chris going.
No, he don't want them problems. Cause Chris got hits, my nigga. What? Since
hits.
He was 15 years
okay.
old.
Okay, because I can run him down.
He
what's
got
up?
15 years worth of hits.
But that's
thank
what
you.
They were saying on T-Pain and Lil Jon Live. Like, Chris
they,
is fucking
phenomenal.
He's up there with fucking that's, Michael Jackson.
That's why
like,
I can understand why Lil Poop Poop thought he was gonna keep on calling himself the king of R&B.
Who? Oh,
Jacquees.
Lil Poop.
Child. Lil
first
Poop.
Of all,
I think he just did it.
No,
just
no, no.
For show.
And he's talking about of my era. Chris Brown.
But he's
in my
not.
Era.
But he's.
But
not.
He is my
but
nigga.
He's not.
But no, like they're the same. No, I'm saying like age wise. He's trying to make it seem like
age wise, but he's not a part of Chris Brown's
we
era.
We know he's not a part of that. But Bro,
I think you was just talking shit.
You're not the king of any era.
No.
Not when you sample everybody's shit.
No.
Yeah, I think he was just talking you ain't, shit.
No.
He was. No.
And
he,
I
you
see,
think he was for real? I would laugh.
Well, he was
and I could, want no I could see if he was like Tory Lanez. Like, Tory Lanez has his own.
I love him.
He
I
has his Tory. Own shit. Like, yes. He might sample people's that, stuff yeah, here and
boy.
Boosie, y'all. Boosie. I fucking love Boosie.
We not.
He needs his own reality.
I'm so tired of him.
I'm
like,
not. Well, he's so ignorant. We're gonna get to him right now in a minute. So, this goes, it's good because it goes into our bullshit Shane and shenanigans. So, what happened with Lori Harvey, girl? This is why people need to mind their business.
Well, y'all know her. The shade room is fucking Instagram detectives.
They
nigga.
Are.
They be zooming in the ultrasound
on the
talking
table.
About, is
who
she
was
pray?
It?
Who's, it was her sisters. Not
ouch.
Her.
Ouch. But I guess they got to put it out there so people can be like, hey,
why
what's
are y'all
up?
Trying to pin a baby on this girl?
Because you know Future Irene, she probably got some abortions we don't know about. Cause he
abortions?
Been, yeah, probably.
A few?
A few.
Jesus.
That's all he do is just.
How long has
that's
it all, been?
I mean, because how many babies he got? Him and Fetty Wap.
He got like 20. Mm. 50. I'm going to say 30.
That why got some
Fetty
Wap
got another baby number right now.
Right. It's just too many. It's just too many.
Nasty.
Because I mean, you just letting off in everybody.
Like,
y'all
that's so nasty. But you know, they say Atlanta fuck everybody. Atlanta.
I mean,
that's nasty, child. Oh.
Is that the Fetty Wap lie?
Shit.
Oh, wow.
That
I ain't stopped nothing, though. Them
damn sure ain't. They still
down.
Fucking.
Just like NBA Youngboy. I mean, he must. I mean, everybody.
Like, okay, wait. He got. How many baby mamas he got?
A lot.
Are you serious? I don't even know who this kid is.
Why do they? Me either.
But he is, in truth, he's a child. Like,
yeah, like how old is he?
I don't think he's 21 yet.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And he goes with Yaya, right?
Yeah.
And she just got arrested, y'all.
For trying to stab
one of the baby mamas, yeah. Allegedly.
I'm like, which baby mama? Because it
was. Ma'am, I'm sorry. I'm not going to jail over no nigga nor his baby mama.
But did y'all see when he got online and how she looked?
Fuck all y'all.
Did y'all see her with that hair and that bonnet when he was like, who y'all talking about? My wife?
My
she
wife?
I was like, oh, he claiming her? Oh, he usually don't.
I mean, he has a new girl every week.
Oh, so see, I don't even keep up.
This is too much.
That's what I got on him because they said, you know,
he got that pipe.
He got herpes.
Oh.
What?
But he still be got every girl in his bed. So,
cause they all got herpes. That's why
I need to see some motherfucking paperwork.
They all got herpes.
I need to see.
Well, he the one said it. He said it in a few songs. Like. I mean, somebody gave it to him, and he gave it to his other baby mama, Jania.
Oh, this is too much.
This is too
and they
much.
Said it like they both confirmed it, but
oh, okay.
It, but that's a thing. But y'all know this man have this,
and y'all still out here fucking this nigga.
But they say you
nasty,
can.
Dirty
he
ass
ain't
bitch.
Having no outbreak.
I understand that.
I don't care.
I know how herpes works, but
right.
I'm still not.
So basically,
you.
He on demon time, and he got the demon devil dick.
Okay. Yeah, because I mean,
it
you don't see
sense.
The horns that be coming out his head
I
like
see.
That.
I don't see.
You don't see that little horn.
Wait,
that,
so well, I'm confusing him with the nigga that looked like he belong on Bob's Burgers. What's his name?
That's who he is.
NBA Youngboy.
He look like the nigga on Bob's Burgers.
That's not what I'm talking about, though.
I don't even know who the nigga on Bob's Burger is.
He looked like he's a Bob's Burgers character. Like,
yeah.
Just the way that his face is shaped. Like,
oh,
you know,
I know
who
you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
He got a different color hair.
I don't know
this
his
is,
hair is different
this,
color.
I don't want to play it because that's... No.
No, not him.
Okay.
I think it's the other nigga. What's the other one that they be talking about all the time?
Treyway.
Kodak Black?
No.
Oh, no.
I know his ugly ass.
Kodak used to be cute when he was younger.
Moneybagg,
no,
yo.
He was younger. Moneybagg, yeah,
he's
yo.
So,
don't he
Money
look
bag,
like,
yo.
Don't he look like he belongs on
Moneybagg,
fucking
yo.
Bob's Burgers
wait,
or some
is that
shit?
Is Ari's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Megan Thee Stallion's ex?
Yeah.
Don't he look like...
What I don't like about him is, y'all know how the guys
he looks like a fucking cartoon character.
Some guys have that natural ashy lip look.
Him.
He has the natural ashy lip
but
look.
You know,
I hate it.
Too was on Demon.
It can't be. All these niggas cannot have.
They said.
That it's not possible.
You don't think?
No.
I want to see it.
It must be.
Yeah, I want to see
it. I don't
it.
Believe it.
It can't be because Meg said.
What Meg said? Oh, she said, but I think she was bouncing on the dick.
She probably was, but yeah. It wasn't that great.
You don't think so?
No. It can't be.
I'll be fine. They be capping.
Facts. And I think these bitches just be faking it for the check.
For the clout.
Yeah, for the clout. That's sad.
Yeah, it can't be that great.
It can't
well,
be.
Now y'all, well, moving on from the devil dick, child. All the devil dicks. So y'all know that orange man, he got up there today and he said that African Americans are the most being affected now by COVID-19 due to us having diabetes, high blood pressure, and other health risks. So I'm just trying to figure out, because it's a lot of other races that have the same shit too.
Yeah.
So I was just real confused. And then he gonna say, I just want y'all to know, African American people, that I'm doing everything I can help. And I'm like, what the fuck?
I don't need no help.
I feel like there has to be another scientific reason other than the fact.
Because he know more than a scientist, because a scientist call him for advice.
What the fuck?
That's what he said.
I'm like, who, Bill Nye?
Who calling you? You're right. That's who called. Bill Nye. Who calling you, my nigga?
And Bill Nye not even calling his motherfucking ass. No.
I just feel like he could have. And then let's. Okay, Sid, the science kid. That's who called
him. And then shit, y'all know he done fired the man, the financial advisor who was supposed to be over sending out these checks. Boy, now he talking about in August. That's maybe when y'all will get it. I said, what the fuck is wrong with him? Then, okay, this the icing on the cake about the orange man. So then, you know, he got mad. He get mad at Pence, his vice president, all the time. He done took him off of the COVID-19, whatever.
Task force.
Task force. Y'all know who he done appointed?
Who?
Child, his son-in-law. Even though he ain't got no lying. I swear to God, me and my mama was looking at
it. I'm like, look, let me look this shit up. You are fucking
his
lying.
His son-in-law is over the task force lying. Now. Please look it up.
So, the tangerine is making
his son-in-law, who don't
got
no
nothing.
Shit, don't. But that because that's his son-in-law, child.
Fucking lying.
Yeah, his son-in-law is
over. He went to the son-in-law. He just skipped past Donnie Jr.
Yeah, his son-in-law.
Donnie Jr.
Was in a hot seat earlier this week. I forgot what he said. He said something insensitive. I got to look it up.
I feel like all of them are just
mental. Stupid.
10-13.
They 10-13. They need to be in pod C.
They need to be across
the street. Or pod
3. They need to be in behavior health.
They need to be they need to be out across the street.
They need to be across the street.
Yeah. They ain't going
past 3. This is ridiculous.
All right. And then to top off our bullshit shade and shenanigans, y'all ready? Do we need a drum roll?
Drum roll, please.
All right. Hold on 1 second.
Obviously, you're supposed to have the drums ready.
All right.
All right.
Tory Lanez's Instagram got shut down yesterday due to a woman. It. Yeah, she starts sucking her dildo. Like, real exotic and shit.
On the live?
Yeah, so they done took it down, child. He's kind of upset about it, so he started another one called Quarantine Live. Radio. And they shut that shit down, too.
Dang. So these folks snitching on Tory.
No, y'all not ready. So y'all know Boosie, he the king of the shit, right? Uh-huh. So on his Instagram yesterday, day before, matter of fact, it was either yesterday or day before, this girl got on there and she's shaking her ass. You know, that's what they doing and all that shit now. And then her man came from out of nowhere and started eating her ass on the fucking live, child. He just was eating the ass, like... I was like, this is out
y'all
of
should
control.
See my face right now, like mouth agape.
Bro, what?
Mouth agape.
I don't be like, watching none of these lives.
Me what? Either. Like, what the fuck?
You got a clip, sis?
I'm about to find it for you.
Y'all ain't got no motherfucking home training.
No morals.
None.
None.
He just said, you know what?
When I say he came from like under her, out of nowhere, he slithered. I said, what the fuck is this? Not- and he started eating that ass, opening the cheeks, face
bitch,
in.
What?
Yes.
I'm done.
All the groceries was gone.
The Kroger was shut down, huh?
He worse than these goddamn kids.
Okay. For real.
Yep, sure was. Well, while I looked that up.
Bitch. I can't.
Let's see. I'm about to look it up for them, y'all.
Oh, Lord.
This is absolutely absurd.
Boosie done became the live king since quarantine. But y'all know who the TikTok queen is?
Who?
Reginae.
Yes.
Oh, Reginae been killing
the
game. For real. Like,
she really has.
Her and the guy,
the old white man?
The black boy. What's his name? He, like, does really good wigs.
Tokyo?
I am Alonzo Arnold. Y'all don't follow him?
No.
His TikToks?
I don't follow nobody.
Yo, his TikToks are hilarious. If you like Regina, he's...
I believe
if not funnier, just as funny as she is. But I only I knew of him because he does like wigs. Really good wigs. It's like melting to the scalp. You don't even look like a wig.
That's why.
But this is so sad. I about to say, that's why so I follow many, Tokyo.
Like, it's literally so many that I can't even.
Cause you know niggas out here screen recording, bitch.
Okay.
They got it all on tape. All of it.
You know it somewhere.
The internet don't never let shit die.
Oh, Meg.
Got distracted. Like, wait a minute.
Whoa. Hey, Megan.
Okay, we just have to find it.
Well, let's move into our next segment, y'all.
Yes.
We got another listener letter.
Ooh. We have another listener letter. You want to read it?
Am I reading?
Or you want me to
read it? Is this it? Okay, so it's short and sweet. It's not like last week. Last week, it was a whole book. But, girl, we appreciate the story.
Yeah, girl, we hope you're doing better, too.
I know, right?
And kick that nigga to the curb.
So this is very short and sweet to the point. It says, hey, BTN ladies. Y'all are awesome. I love the podcast. So question. How do y'all feel about breaking up with somebody to be with somebody else, but the grass isn't greener on the other side? And now I want my old thing back. I need some advice.
Ooh. Mm. Oh. Damn, that hit home for some people.
Okay, so look. I feel like this is a case by case situation. Like, I feel like you can't. They being petty right now, y'all. But I really feel like this is a case by case situation. Like, I feel like this is gonna depend on who you are and what your finesse game is like, sis. Because you're going to have to finesse your way back into this picture. Because some niggas be real prideful. And they don't want to be like, nah, you left, so...
Right? Yeah, and so with men, it's like that.
Men, it is like that. They be... Egos be bruised and shit. Oh, now you want to come back. So now they got to prove a point.
You can do something... No, they can do something and they want you to forget them all day. But let you do one tiny little thing.
It's over with.
You can just have a little attitude and they be like... Oh, but just fuck you.
Right.
But you just cheated on me and I'll let you back. So.
So I feel like your finesse game is going to have to be right.
For real.
And you're going to have to approach it the right way. Like, I don't feel like you should just dive in and be like, oh, that shit didn't work. So, hey, what's up? Like, I feel like you got to be a nigga.
And then, too, I feel
you got to, hey, stranger, the fuck out of his ass.
Yeah.
But, stranger.
But it got to be genuine, though.
Right.
Like, to be honest, like, are you just doing it because you knew you had a good nigga and you really was? Like, why did you leave anyway? Let's just be real.
She thought that grass was greener.
And it wasn't.
But I'm saying she left for a reason. Is his dick not up to par for you? Because you gonna do the same
maybe
shit.
She was just infatuated with something new.
Right.
And realized this shit got old.
Because that's human nature.
And I get that. People... But at the same time, like I said, that shit gotta be genuine. Because you can't just come back like, oh, I had something good, but I'm kinda not in it and I kinda am. No, you need to be all the way in. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not on some real shit. Or my thing is move on to the next. Like,
but why, that's a good point. Because, like, why do you want to go back? Like, are you going back just because now...
You realize...
You bored and you ain't got nothing else to do.
Right.
Or are you going back because you need some dick? Are you going back because you need some conversation? Yeah. Are you going... Like, what is the reason?
Yeah.
That's going to be the real...
You got to ask yourself.
But either way it go, I feel like your finesse game going to have to be on point.
Oh, it is. Because he probably going
to
be like...
You're going to have to be ready. You're just going to have to slide.
Like, you're going to bruise that ego.
Baby, you're going to have to suck that... Girl, suck
from
that...
From the bite.
I hope your jaw is ready.
From the bite.
Jaw's ready. Nutsack, red... When I say goddamn gargling in it, baby.
Okay.
T-Man.
You're going to have to put in some work.
You're going to have to be red tea, mama.
But yeah, I feel like it really depends. And if you want it back because you fucked up, I feel like you need to be woman enough to say that.
Yeah.
And be like, you
or
know
man
what?
Enough.
Right. Man enough or woman enough to say.
Because it's from a girl.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a girl. She's going to have to be woman enough
but
to say.
But y'all got male listeners.
We do. So in any situation.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be grown enough to stand in your shit and say, I fucked up.
Right.
Period.
Yep.
And now I want
to
make this shit right.
Genuine. That's why I say you have to be genuine. Because you have got to be ready to be like, you know,
to own up to it. Right. And if you're not, then don't even bother. Don't waste this nigga's time. Don't waste your time. Right. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't waste my time.
Since you better be ready.
Get ready.
Shit, let me tell y'all. Last night.
Where was you at?
You got your time wasted.
Ooh.
Oh, can't get that time back.
Nope.
Mm. That's so unfortunate.
I'm still fucking mad.
Ooh, and he blocked.
Send his ass an invoice, bitch.
Okay, you owe me. Pay up, bitch.
Pay up. Pay. My hourly rate is.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about wasted. Like, somebody basically wanted me to do a project for them. And.
Moving right the fuck along. All right, so look. This week's episode, this was brought about by just some regular experiences that we've had in our own lives. Like, y'all know that we go through shit, we experience shit, and I'm in a relationship, Leash is not.
I'm talking to somebody heavy.
Okay.
But yes, you're not committed. Girl.
You're not committed.
I'm not committed. I'm
so you're not committed.
But we're not exclusive.
Right. Okay. So you're dating.
Yeah. So we're going to answer on my end on the dating side. You're right. In a relationship. So we'll answer in a relationship on your side. And then Sasha.
I'm in limbo.
And Sasha's in limbo.
Okay, limbo. Okay.
So we have all different views here of this perspective. So I don't know about y'all, but I've experienced a lot of people, mostly men. I mean, because I don't really got a lot of women in my inbox and my DMs. It's mostly niggas.
Heard
right.
I
got niggas and bitches.
I mean, you know, we do what we do. But that's not the point. It's mostly niggas in my inbox. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That are either in relationships, mm-hmm. and it's obvious, right?
Okay.
Correct.
Or they in relationships and it's like incognito as fuck. And niggas don't like to pretend like they in relationships. Mm-hmm. So what is it that keeps these people in other people's DMs?
Right. Especially if you're in a relationship.
If you're in a relationship, if you're in a committed relationship, why are you in my DMs?
Because obviously only one person is committed. Obviously he's not or she's not.
So it's like what is it that makes men... Because it's mostly men. I'm not going to say it can be some women, but
that
for the majority that I've experienced, men. It's right. men.
Yeah, yes. Same for me.
That mm-hmm. crave attention from somebody else when they already have somebody.
What right. is it? What,
like, what is that about?
I feel like they still want to test the waters and feel like, do I still have it?
So why would you put yourself in this situation to be committed?
Or be committed. Why are you committed? And just make stupid decisions because something that small could turn into something big.
I mean, because we're all human, right? Like, we're right. all inquisitive. We all have urges and needs and desires and whatever. And something new is always fun. Mm-hmm. But if you know that that's what you...
I ain't gonna fight with her.
But if you know that that's what you like, and you like the chase, and you like the...
I feel like, when I'm in a relationship, I'm... in a relationship, okay,
mm-hmm. all in,
and I'm all in until you give me a reason, but
not,
then
to
I
not be all
to
in.
Not be, but I'm verbal with you, I yeah. communicate with you. Good. Listen, you really making me wanna
do this,
be out here, and you know what I'm saying. I'm very transparent with
you've
you.
You've been warned.
That's your motherfucking warning.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Either we gonna get this shit right, mm-hmm. or we dead in this shit because I don't want to hurt you. You know what I'm saying? I want to treat you how point? I would want to be treated, but what's the mm-hmm. point in us doing this and I'm not feeling? Yeah. But a lot of people, and that's the thing, people don't communicate. No. People are scared to have that conversation or be mm-hmm. transparent. Mm-hmm. A lot of women say that's what they want and they about that shit, but they don't do it. Yeah. And then you know men do not know how to communicate. It's very rare, and I'm going to just say this, that you find a woman can say all day, like, oh, I'm about that, but... No, they be motherfucking hiding that shit or they don't want to hear because their feelings be hurt and they're emotional. I get that. But also, you have to understand, if you asking for the same thing, and a man, you need to also be transparent as well.
Yeah.
With men, they tend to want to have their cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. And so they they try to juggle that, and of course their asses always get caught up in the end because they're just not smart. You know, they get away with it for maybe so long, but the shit backfires on them. But I just feel like at the end of the day, why not be single if that's truly the lifestyle that you want to live? Because it's easy to do that shit. Mm-hmm. If you want to be single, be single. Why tread somebody alone knowing that's truly not
what you want,
where you at with shit? Because if you got somebody that's holding you down and doing everything, and then you do that
and
shit
and make
them,
shit easy for you.
For you. Because it could be so hard, but the shit's so simple at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like people are not, like, when you, that's just like when you first start talking to somebody. Like, let them know what it is. Like,
I'm talking to other people. Yeah, I'm, like, dating other people.
Yeah. When you date, that's what you do until you get exclusive with that one person.
Yeah.
So when you're dating to see what you want, what you like. You're having fun. Right. And that's okay. But be honest. Be truthful. Honest, be transparent. You. And people don't do that. And I think that's the problem.
I really think it's a matter of personal comfort. Like, a lot of niggas will do it and they have, like, live-in girlfriends. Like, you live with your girlfriend, your baby mama,
I got
whoever.
At-home pussy.
Whatever, right? It's convenient for you. She's right. There at your disposal. She cooking, she cleaning, she taking care of the kids, she paying your bills, doing whatever, and you still get to have the freedom to do what the fuck you want to do without being responsible for these other things, and that's not fair.
Right?
You're not gonna infringe on my time, my money, my energy.
Right?
And then niggas get mad when you when they trying to talk to you, and then you be like, don't you engaged? Don't you got a girlfriend? Ain't you in a relationship? Ain't you in a situation?
But you want? But I'm wrong for calling you out.
Right? Then they get mad, like, are you tripping, or what you bring that up for? That's none of your business. Da da da.
You made it my business.
You made it my business.
Because you're in my inbox.
Say that because you invited yourself over here
into my inbox.
So it is my business.
So you and your girlfriend.
Okay, so let
inbox.
Me tell your girlfriend, and then let's see.
But you know the problem.
What Aaliyah said in her song.
But you know the problem.
Which one?
She said, what the fuck did Aaliyah say? What did my girl say? She said,
oh God.
It's gonna come to me, y'all.
She's gonna come to her at the most random moment.
Okay, right.
But like, you can't do that but then be mad when we want to expose it. But the problem with that is these days you can't even expose shit. Because, like, sis, I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to help you save face.
Okay, but then...
So you're not out here looking stupid, but then you want to be mad at me. I was minding my business on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever the fuck I was at.
I had an old friend like that. I had an old friend like that. Her boyfriend was...
She probably
was dirty like that, trying to talk to everybody. And then made a pass at me a long time ago. Then you tell the friend... Hey,
and she think you foul.
Yeah.
Like, that has nothing to do...
How you gonna get mad at me because your nigga tried to make a pass at me, bitch, and I told you.
I'm being a good friend because a raggedy bitch would have fucked your nigga and then stayed in your fucking face.
Right. Trust me. He was no prize.
Aaliyah said it.
She should have been let that go. But that's not my place. But my thing is, it be like that. You try to tell somebody, hey, let me put you on game. This what so-and-so doing, and then they get mad at you.
I just have a problem. Like, I don't like people taking my decisions away from me. Mm-hmm. Like, don't misrepresent yourself.
I have a question.
To me, like, you single as fuck. Because it's happened to me before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you single as fuck. And we vibe and talking. Whatever. Like, we're not even talking on a relationship shit. Like, we was literally just fuck buddies. Like,
yeah.
Cool.
But still, you can
like, we communicate at midnight. Like, niggas, you coming over or no? Like, okay, cool, whatever.
You dropping that dick off or no?
Right, like, what we doing? And then later I found out that you got a whole motherfucking live-in girlfriend that I knew nothing about because we don't communicate on that level. Yeah. Like, I don't have conversations with you about your life. Like, I don't give a shit about your life.
That's not what we're about.
Your life is not my business.
Right.
But, like, the fact that you misrepresented, like, you didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
And there was no...
Then let me make that decision.
Right.
So have y'all ever messed with somebody knowing that they did have a situation going on, was married, in a relationship?
By that time it was too late. I had already fucked the nigga.
I'm talking about beforehand.
Not intentionally, no. So go ahead, bitch. Tell your story.
Now she didn't pick up pick our wine glass up.
So
drops my
asking.
No, bitch, you wasn't just asking.
No, I've only been in two real relationships.
So okay, so,
I know that I'm talking about not in a relationship. I'm saying have you ever messed with somebody
knowing that they were with somebody else,
no,
and just not give a fuck.
Mm-mm. Oh, should I have?
Oh wait,
okay. So why?
Hold on.
Huh?
Okay, so
you
why?
Said hold on. Oh, yeah, did you say hold on? Hold on. Did you say hold on?
Sort of, kind of. But I was told that it was at the end and it wasn't working out.
Okay, but it still happened.
I mean,
so you did
kind of.
But did the other person know that? That it was at the end and it wasn't working out. Did they know that?
Hell, I don't know. I wasn't dating her.
He was dating her.
I had karma.
See, that's the thing though. I'm not proud of that though, because I had karma. Because like I was in Shawty bed and knew.
Oh yeah, you were.
Oh, you was that girl.
Yeah, she was that girl. I wasn't that girl.
Yeah.
But no, like, I was told another. Okay. I was told something totally different. But
I don't think I could. I don't think I've ever been. No.
Don't do that.
I'm really thinking hard. Like, hold on, let me think.
But I guess I got my karma.
Let me think.
Yeah, I got karma back on that shit. You know, you're not supposed to do no shit like that. I was so young. No, that was my college days. Like, I was young as shit. I didn't give a fuck. But I was just like, whatever. Like.
Yeah. Knowingly, no. I haven't. I said, it was unknowing. And then I was like, well, shit. I mean, what's done is done now. Shit, the fuck. Might as well.
Okay.
Yeah. You need some more in your cup?
I do.
Me too. Y'all, we got bottle service tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, service.
Bottle boy. Okay.
Thank you.
So, what if the shoe's on the other foot, y'all?
Okay, what you mean?
So, what if you find out that somebody that you're dealing with is knowingly like seeking attention from other people?
Oh, and you can't, you saw like you,
and like you, you see it with your own eyes,
like if they're on Facebook Messenger or Instagram DMs or whatever. Like,
yeah,
you know what, with me, I'm such a silent storm killer.
Bitch, she's gonna fuck shit up. You're not even gonna know what hit you.
You ain't gonna know what hit you, but not only that, like, oh, that's what we doing, baby. That gave me a pass. Thank you, because I wanted to be over here and see what that was up to, too. So, baby, I'm gonna be
really.
And then when they find out, I'm gonna say, well, I thought it was what we were doing. We in a relationship, baby. What you do is what I do. You the head, I'm the tail. I follow your lead.
Your
head go that way, bitch. The tail go that way, too. Thank you. You gave me that opportunity. Then they be mad as fuck. Oh, well. Sorry, we was both doing it. So
I guess I should have thought that way.
That's what the fuck I do.
Facts.
Oh, that's what we do. I'm literally every, because then it happened to me like maybe twice. Oh, you so cute. Bitch, I'll be off.
So how do you, okay, so would answer this question then. How do you manage, because we're all human, like we said.
Right.
How do you manage if you have these, not feelings, not necessarily feelings, but like the thought, like you see somebody or you know somebody and it's like,
I wonder.
Right, you get intrigued.
Yo ass, keep it moving if you want to relationship. Period.
But do you think twice about it? Is it like a could I?
I mean, you. I feel like everybody has that.
I could if I wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I feel like everybody has that. They be flirting,
but it's a difference when you act on it.
So boundaries.
Everybody acts on it. I feel like if you had that second love, and that nigga be one day y'all bump into each other stuff, you be hee-hee, ha 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 in his face. I'm not saying y'all exchange numbers or anything like that, but I'm saying that was the act in the moment.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have did that shit if your nigga was with you.
But what if it's somebody that you already know?
Even if it's somebody you already know, then shit, you may have a little more.
You may act on it for real.
You may have a little bit more, like, them panties might get a little bit wet, child. You might get a little squishy down there, child. And be like, you know what? I need to stop.
Okay.
Let me stop while I'm ahead.
Okay, period.
Baby
boy. I can.
Baby girl. That's a good question.
It was a good
question. Mm-mm. I mean, and then, you know, women are flirtatious on the low. Like, we can discreet that shit, but really be serious. Like, you know, you might say a little something, something, or give a little smile, a little smirk, a little.
I'll be like, boy.
Or don't get that play. Little,
Right.
And they be like, and they know what's up. Mm-hmm. And then you keep on playing with them. Women, because I feel like that's what women do. They be playing all the time a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Play hard
to get.
Right. Child, I mean, that's the name of the game.
What's up? You're so fucking stupid. Okay, so what
are you... strong or are you weak?
So what do you do with these niggas, though? Like, what do you do? Like,
leave
do you...
them red?
Black. Billy. Floppy. Black. Black. Now, you mean black. Now, you be like... I mean, I just feel like... I feel like if you're in a relationship...
Yeah,
and you somebody continue. So wait, is this the person that maybe you kind of was like a little bit about?
No, just anybody.
Okay, but what if it's the person that you was kind of like a little bit about? What you doing? As you, I mean, when he write and say, "Hey, how was your day?" Cause bitch, you know we writing back sunny, rainy,
fucking sunny, cloud free,
cloudy.
Okay.
So, all I'm saying is, if this is the person, let's talk about the person first who we like a little
No, so say it's just some random nigga. Not even like
okay,
random.
So
like,
random.
You know who he is, but he ain't nobody. Like, it's just the person. What
okay,
do you
so
do?
He can get annoyed real quick. But yeah. If it's the aunt, if we speak, so we speaking some real shit, because we speaking real. You know, that's all what Breaking the Narrative is about.
Mm-hmm.
Uncensored and realism. If it's the one that's like, I feel like we gonna open. We're going to look for a little while and be like,
shit.
You're going to tie your bitch like, bitch, this is it. Okay. The fuck you hit me up, bitch.
Okay.
Oh, my God. And then your friend will be like, bitch.
What so the fuck you going to do?
Okay. What you gonna do?
Is
you gonna pull up?
Is you gonna do a bitch? Or that friend gonna be like, bitch, don't ride them, bitch, because you know. Right. Because they really cool with your bro. They gonna be like, bitch, don't even do it. Then you gonna be like, bitch, I can't believe. I'm gonna just write one word. Okay, bitch, one word.
You'll be the friend and be like,
bitch, then he be like, how was your day? You go open that shit and say, Sonny, good, how are you?
Good, now that I heard from you.
And then
he's
gonna be like, oh, it was so good.
No, oh, see, that's taking it too far.
Because you opening that door. But if you just be real cool, like, because if your man ever see you, can be like, I bet he was just asking me a question. Even though he know what it is, because niggas be knowing when a man try to, because they men.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can
just like
know
we
when
be
a man
knowing.
Like, right.
And just like we know.
Because we know, but we can kind of finesse it a little bit and be like, what you mean? Like, it was a friendly conversation. I just said, hey.
Look at this.
Well, bitch, you really saying,
hey.
Like.
Hey. How you doing?
Right. So with that, I feel like, you know, you'll hold a little conversation here and there. But then, see, he gonna be that nigga that you run to when you and that nigga break up. I feel like. Because he gonna be like, you gonna be writing sappy shit.
Ooh, that poses a good question. So how do you feel about... talking to other people, or if it's like a friend, like it's a guy who may or may not be interested in you, and you talk to them about your relationship.
Let me say firsthand, I feel like you should not talk to people about your relationship. I feel like you should go to the person you're in a relationship with. You may have a girlfriend and that
right,
person, but
of course,
I feel like
it's different.
Certain people. You gotta know who they are
because
a lot of people can be jealous. A lot of people can be catty. A lot of people could be like, "Oh, fuck that nigga, this and the third." Remember,
and a lot of people aren't even in a position to give you advice.
Right, but right. A lot of people,
like what?
But people tend to forget too that people are not perfect.
Exactly.
So, but that just goes like I said. The show when something's going on, go to that person. And if y'all can't figure it out, yes, okay, you may have that one or two people that you confide in because that's truly your best bitch.
Yeah,
and you probably would get the best advice from them, and that's cool. But I just feel like you need to have a conversation with them first. But if it's a nigga that you going to, he taking notes, bitch.
He taking notes to know what not to do and how to slide in there,
bitch. He taking notes
and make
that's
you forget
you
all about
you know, bitch.
And make
bitch.
And make you forget all about why you even upset.
Bitch.
15.
You're
so 51
right now. Bitch, because I done had that happen before, child. And I was just like, okay. We went to the movies, you know, just to get out of here. You know, my homie. Child.
She in here fanning.
She hot now, boy. That wine.
Them fingers got them twiddling right there. I said, oh. This ain't no we kiss. I said, oh hell no. This is not what we're
supposed to be doing.
No. That nigga knew what he was saying. Like, man, that nigga ain't shit. First, sir, you was like working on the relationship.
Right.
Now you're trying to work on me. Now you're trying to work on me.
You're trying to pull the jaws down.
Okay.
What is
what
it?
You doing? What lane you in?
So I feel like niggas be no, they be plotting too, child.
They do.
They be plotting.
They be plotting.
They know. So what about, okay. So what if you don't know for sure if this person is in a relationship or not? Like, what if they're, yeah, like, you have some kind of inkling or, like,
that woman, but you can't figure it out.
But you can't figure it out. There's no social media presence. There's no indication anywhere.
But why do you care?
That they're with somebody. Because you don't want to be, nobody wants to be the other woman. Yeah. Like, nobody wants to be that.
I mean, you just talking to this person, fucking them and stuff, and all that.
I mean, but I don't want to. If you
nobody wants to intentionally be a homewrecker, like who wants to do that?
But she said,
I don't give a fuck.
But that's the thing.
I don't give a damn. I just feel like what? Why do? That's not my business. Cause like you gonna like if I'm just fucking you, and at the end of the day, that's just what it is. Just like with your situation, you didn't know. Damn, you wasn't worried about that, right?
Hell no.
So that's what I'm saying. You don't be worried about it. Now,
I
you,
still wasn't worried about it once I found out. Because shit, what was done was done.
What was done is
and
done.
That's what I mean. But now if you catch your feelings and mm-hmm. it's getting deeper and deeper into it, then yes, that's different. I'm a bitch, FBI, Alicia. Baby.
Boy, no, for real.
No, you for real FBI.
Yeah. Yeah, that's serious.
Like, you want to find
address. IP address.
You want to find some shit. Sasha is the one to go to, period. Yeah. I'm the one that will pull up. Like, oh, bitch, we stocking. We motherfucking got the hoodies on. We got all that shit. Bitch, we going to stay outside.
Okay.
I'm fucking cheaters, man. They need to hire me. Because, bitch.
Bitch, we going to be the cameraman on cheaters.
Okay.
I done been on a lot of hot shit runs with her.
Right. Ooh, bitch, she had on red shoes. Red shoes.
Yeah.
Okay, bitch, yep. It's somebody with red
shoes.
We've
been on that.
And
hot
bitch, her
shit.
Red shoes.
Y'all the shade room.
Leaning,
the shade room.
Her red shoe is leaning.
They leaning.
So she a trashy bitch.
Yeah.
So, bitch, we're going to fucking find out. But oh, yeah. I feel like.
I'm going to find it out.
But on a serious note, when you catch feelings and you. That's a good question. Like, you definitely need to pay attention to that. Because this is what I feel like. Signs be there. Red flags be there. I don't give a fuck.
You just ignore them.
We ignore them. Red flags be there.
I feel like we too old to be ignoring red flags.
Yeah. We too old now.
Or you just that damn naive that you don't see
right, you
red
hoping
flag.
And wishing.
Okay, but right, I got a question. Right.
Bitch, wish upon a star another goddamn time. This is not the time to play with that shit.
This not it. This not it.
This is not it.
Okay, so what if... Damn, what the fuck was I about to say?
You keep doing this.
Damn.
I think it's time.
Okay, that's the perfect time to take a break.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We back.
Investigation.
We back.
Okay, so since we're talking about investigation, what is the most in-depth investigation have you done? Like, have you recovered old text messages? Have you... Have you, like, what is the extent of your investigation, bitch? Because I'll be everywhere. I'll be in emails, Facebook, Instagram, recovering deleted text messages, recovering deleted pictures, recently deleted.
Really?
Bitch, pull all that up. I will hook your motherfucking phone up to your computer, download all that shit from way back when.
Really?
And let's review that, because the shit don't go nowhere.
I know that's why I need to come and get y'all, because I'm going to be having time, because I'm going to be going to my
pull it up. Let's talk about it.
Child, I don't want you to go through my shit, so I ain't going through your shit. God, don't go through my shit, I ain't going through yours.
That's how you know you up to no good.
Right, that's how you know you up to no good.
I'm not worried at all.
I don't care, because guess what? Clean, clean.
She's not letting that phone out of her sight.
Like, baby, now, I say when I was younger, like, and I'm talking about young, like, I may have, like, went and found a message or something and went through a phone. But, like, for the long time, like, bitch, I just don't give a fuck.
Like, right. Like, I don't give a fuck.
I just don't care.
But, bitch, if my motherfucking spidey senses start tingling, bitch.
Okay. You gonna look. Period. Hell yeah.
See, I think with me, it would have to be, like, bitch, we, like, right here, and we at dinner or some shit, and, like, the phone, ting, 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 ring, and it's, like, Brenda. And I'm gonna be
who
like.
Who the fuck is Brenda?
Oh, bitch, I'm taking the phone. Hello? Brenda, we at lunch. But I'm gonna call you when we leave here, okay? Because let me ask this nigga who the fuck you is. Bye, click, hang up. So who the fuck is Brenda? Bitch, I never will forget. I promise y'all. With my son's first father, I was pregnant. I was 9 months pregnant. We was at Piccadilly. Okay,
Piccadilly. Old people go to Piccadilly.
We had just left. Girl, I love me some Piccadilly. We had just left the doctor's office because Piccadilly was right next to the doctor.
On South Cobb Drive?
On South Cobb Drive. Gen Care.
Why do I know this? Why do I know this?
Okay.
So I had just left the doctor and it was right there. And bitch, he went to the bathroom and his phone was just going off. Ting, 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 blah, blah, bling, bling. Back. Bitch, it was pictures. Somehow, okay, let me look. Bitch, it's some bitch sending pictures to him, like, of her ass, like, just sending pictures. I said, oh. So, you know, I'm pregnant, though. So, I was furious. I was mad. I was angry. I was emotional. So, when he came out, I was just crying. He came out, I threw the whole fucking plate at his ass. All the food everywhere. Everybody looking, you know, all the old people in there. And I'm like, you a fucking liar. You a cheater. Fuck you. I'm not leaving with you. He like, man, what's going on? I'm like, you know what's going on? Like,
why niggas always want to play? What's going on? Like, nigga, you know what's going on.
Right, like, what you tripping for? That? I know, nigga, you know. When I said I was so mad, girl, it was to the point he started, like, he had tears well up in his eyes because I literally was not leaving with him.
Don't cry.
I had rolled with him, and I called my mama so fucking quick. She didn't answer. I called my brother. He answered. I said, come get me now because I'm about to kill this motherfucker. Like, I was so fucking mad that I even came. Like, I was so upset. Like, what the fuck? Not only that, you want to know, you ready for the catch? It was a bitch that stayed on top of me in my apartment complex.
Like, nigga, you ain't even got the decency to be fucking with a bitch that live across town.
He claimed
that. Like, you really got to be fucking with my next door neighbor that I got to see every goddamn day? For real?
He claimed it was for his cousin because his cousin was talking to the bitch and all that. Now, come and find out that was true. But I didn't give a fuck why she sent it to you because your raggedy-ass cousin ain't got no fucking phone with his stupid ass.
She didn't know that wasn't his phone?
No, she knew, but she was saying, like all I see was the pictures.
Wait,
she was like, send this to your cousin, because the cousin talked to him on the phone.
Wait,
but I believe all of y'all was a throuple. God damn it.
First of all, I'm not sending no ass pictures to no extra nigga phone. Like, we not going through. I'm not sending it to him so he can get to him. Nigga, if you ain't got your own phone, then you don't get to see no ass. I'm sorry.
So, no. Hey, you want me to send?
No, I'm not sending my ass pictures through a third party. The fuck?
No, definitely not doing that.
No.
Yep.
You don't know who this person is. Your shit could end up on the internet, bitch. You didn't know where these pictures was going.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Nope.
You bitches ain't got no home training.
None.
Promise you.
None.
I said,
zero.
Oh, wow. No,
for real.
Oh, wow. Bitch, I was so over it. So I think that's one time, you know what I'm saying, I went through and like with him type shit. But like, other than that, I don't be on this shit. Like, if a motherfucker is doing,
bitch, I used to, but it's only like I'm not that.
So, like, what about now?
I wouldn't even say it's insecurity. Like, I feel like it's a lack of honesty. Like, if you just tell me, like, if I already know, like, if I have the inkling. Or my spine.
If I'm asking,
then I know something. So just be upfront. Like, just tell me the fucking truth. But you can't. So now I have to prove to you that I know what the fuck is going on. Like, you're not about to pull the wool over my eyes, bitch. Ain't no sheep in this motherfucker. What the fuck is going on? Like, be for real.
Child, when a nigga get to asking me, child, I look at them like,
be for real.
Know what I'm saying? When they get to asking me, I be looking at them
like Stephen Wonder.
No, I be looking at them like, you ready? Cause bitch, you at?
Do you really want to know?
You ready? I be looking at them, girl. I have to put my glasses down a little bit, like.
Now look at them over the glasses.
You show you ready? What is you asking me again?
She's so aggravated.
Child, that's why I don't be. Child, you ain't gotta ask.
But no, I haven't. I mean, I've done it. Way back, and I was always right. That's the thing. Yeah, that fucks with
always
me.
Right.
When I was always right.
Always right.
Always.
So do you feel like once you go looking, you find?
Oh yeah.
No.
That sucks.
Sometimes. I don't.
You don't feel that way?
Mm-mm.
You go look and you find?
Not always, no. I feel like I said, if I had...
So why you going to look if you ain't find it?
If I... To make sure, bitch. Just to check. No, but for real, like, I
to
feel like...
To dot your eyes and cross your T's.
Because you never know. Just because it's been a while, don't slip up.
So what if he go looking? How you going to feel?
Go. Go. Look.
Shit, let me unlock it for you, motherfucker.
Okay, we ain't got no secrets.
Now unlock your shit.
Oh.
And let me see.
We ain't got no secrets. Oh.
Not me.
Look, she said, not me. But no, I feel like whenever I've had that urge, it was always for a reason. And whenever I did go looking for something, I would find confirmation of what I deep down already knew.
Because
you can always, like... See, like, there's changes in behavior. There's different things.
Yeah.
That's why I'm, like, confused.
When the consistency is off, baby.
I'm confused to how these bitches be getting cheated on for years and years and years and don't fucking know. Bitch, where was your head in the clouds?
Well, I mean, we...
Up his ass.
Listen, we know somebody who's married and he be right on the phone in her face. Like, swear.
On the phone.
That's why I'm like, she gotta be cheating because, bitch...
In her face. On the phone, kikiing.
Like, got bitches that come over, yeah. Like, to their house.
She know.
She gotta know. She gotta be cheating, she bro. Just she
don't,
gotta not
either that or she don't care.
Yeah, she not. She gotta
Because some women are like that. Like, I don't care as long as, you know, home is taken care of, my household is good.
Yeah,
I'm not lacking in any area. As long as I'm good, I don't give a fuck what you do in the streets. I'm not one of those bitches.
Me either. Cause bitch, you gonna die, she gonna die.
Facts, fuck you and her.
We just need to be single in this bitch. Cause ain't no other bitches. Ain't no other bitches.
Unless it's agreed upon.
Yeah. And then.
Ain't no other bitches unless it's agreed upon.
I ain't even agreed upon cause I don't like to share and that bitch will get beat up.
And that's on period.
I mean.
On period. No poo.
Everybody got their own shit.
The girl, Pooh. Honey the Pooh. He said she a little thick, so he called her Honey the Pooh.
I'm not finna play with Coda. I'm not. But yeah, like, I feel like everybody got their own shit, you know? And do what you do. But I just feel like you can't be that oblivious. Mm-hmm. You know? If I do, I feel like it's by choice.
It's by choice.
So is that, so that
you rather have somebody than nobody type of situation because...
Like, what are you willing to put up with? I mean, honestly, he's
just excellent at cheating.
And no nigga is excellent at cheating.
No, so that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, we're better at it than they are.
Right, but that's what I'm saying with the situation that we were just talking about. Like, he really be on some his wife. And, like, he really be, like, on some... Like, he literally has a different alias, like, name. Like, none of the girls know his real name or nothing.
Like bro, literally. A fake first name
this is
and
a whole
last
TV
name.
Show.
Yes, a whole catfish. Where's Neve, nigga? Because bro has a whole alias. Like, are you still in this man's identity? What's going on? Because
like,
this is your real name.
Like, they
them.
Really think that's his
They're in love with the fake name.
And a wedding ring. Oh, bitch, he don't wear that. He
right.
He don't wear that.
My man ain't going to be married to me and not wear no fucking wedding ring. Period.
Oh, he said
or it's a problem.
He don't
Nigga,
wear
if surgeons
I don't want you
can
to take
wear
that
their
shit
wedding
off to
rings.
Wipe your ass, you better have it on 24/7.
If surgeons perform whole surgeries, then they can wear
with
their
wedding rings, bitch, you can too.
It should and be your gross. Hands not in
That's
anybody's
what I'm
body.
Saying. She no. don't give a fuck or she cheating, bro. I'm telling you. She hasn't, like what?
Period.
I be on some like, all right, I see your wife. He's like, man, fuck that shit. Like, what you mean? Like,
don't play with
I'm
me.
I'm like, well, all right, bye, because you're crazy.
Right.
Okay. Don't play with me.
The disrespect.
It's so disrespectful.
Yeah, a lot of shit be happening that's disrespectful.
Like, I mean, and then you could say the whole open relationship thing is a completely different story. But
I mean,
feel,
being in an open relationship is...
That's different.
Different.
Yeah, what is that? What is that? What is an open relationship? If it's open, it's not a relationship.
It is, though.
I feel like it can be.
Mm-mm.
I feel like
two people
agree, I feel like the relationship is defined as the commitment to each other. The relationship is defined as the commitment to each other, and being life partners is the commitment.
Like Will and Jada.
No, my nigga.
I mean, they not.
Allegedly.
If y'all swingers,
so does that mean y'all swing together or separately?
No,
together.
They swing together.
Together.
I just, no.
They swing together.
Swingers are kind of like open relationships.
Not even, because swinging is sex, period. It's not...
Okay.
Emotional.
Right, but in an open relationship. Connection. So in an open relationship, you being emotional to
others. So, okay, define an open relationship.
I can't, bitch, because I don't get it.
So me neither.
So, bitch, because the open relationship that I can go off of is an open relationship on Insecure with Drew and his wife, and then...
They fuck other people.
Yeah, yes, other people. But for what?
Because I don't think like human needs can be fulfilled by one individual.
No, but that's a choice
person.
You make when you decide to settle down.
It's a choice you make, but it's
person.
Also a choice that you can make within your relationship.
Let me know.
To
for
do
me,
that other.
You can't. Okay? So let's
you have one choice.
You got one choice, bitch, and it's me. And if it ain't me, goodbye. Because it ain't no me, her, and her. Cause everybody gonna have
what
to
if you
beat
wanna
the
have
fuck
one
up.
Night? What if you wanna have one night where you just kinda, you know, spice it up like a little for his birthday, you might wanna bring in a bitch to like eat you out. I'm saying eat you and then he kinda, what?
Eat you.
Yeah, cause you're not letting me get it out. Anyway,
yeah,
so
you already know I'm pitching that shit.
No,
now.
I'm just saying like he eat, you know what I'm saying? He watch a little bit, you play with, you know what I'm saying? Like what if y'all
no, cause then this motherfucker gonna wanna be like, alright, so when it's my turn, ain't
but I'm saying, but like and you have to have that,
yeah. But I can't
that relation, so or no. You have to have that conversation. You know what I'm saying? Like it has to be a mutual comfortability between the both of you
well,
in order
is.
To establish
so you
that kind of boundary.
So you would never have a threesome.
No, I'm not into that.
Would you have a threesome?
Like, come on, are you really asking me that question?
I mean, the listeners don't know, so that's why.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. You already know me, bitch. Nope. Somebody gotta get beat up.
She said somebody gotta get beat up.
No.
I mean, but y'all,
we had threesomes and then y'all nigga start dipping outside of the home with the bitch you had a threesome.
I think that's
with.
The most scariest probably.
Yeah, I feel like, but that's a major. That's
a risk you gonna take when you. Try
it
to
is a risk that you take, but it's also a lack of respect and a lack of boundaries. Like I feel like if you have
these niggas,
y'all had that conversation and that mutual understanding that. We gonna do this together.
And that's it.
And that's it.
But I don't even feel like that's an open relationship.
No, it's not. It's a preference between y'all. So I'm not even gonna... I'm being extra. I'm not even gonna say that, you know, if that's something that people wanna do, I can respect that because y'all agreed on that. Y'all agreed, hey, we gonna do this together. And that's it. There's not no... Oh, we gonna do this, and I can do it when I get ready. No, my
right. Brother. Whereas an open relationship, you can dibble and dabble on the side.
On the side,
when
you feel
your
partner.
Like it. Right.
Yeah. I just feel like that's crazy.
Bang, I just feel
bang,
like,
nigga, because I'm finna have to come shoot you. Like,
I just feel like everybody's not gonna be able to fulfill those certain needs. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, you can't. You're not gonna fulfill your niggas every need.
You can get certain things from certain people. And I feel like maybe for some people, it keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
Like, you can... It reignites that excitement.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Between the two of you. Like, for some people,
but
it's a turn-on within their own relationship to know that your partner has been with somebody else. Like, that brings y'all closer together.
It ain't... It's gonna make me crazy.
Nigga, and you gotta die. She gotta die.
And somebody gotta die.
Everybody
die. Everybody gotta die, bitch. Okay? God damn it. Some set it off shit at the end. Bitch, what's up? No. Yeah. But I mean, I don't ever judge nobody. Everybody have their own.
So
purposes.
You wouldn't go to a swingers club just to watch? Not even, because you can go and you don't have to participate.
Okay. I can't say that I would never, because I don't know that. But as far as participate, I know that that's not what I want. Like, for me. For me, I know that ain't what I would want to do. Watching and doing is
two different things.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? If
you
want
to think
watch,
as I got older, it's just like more.
Maybe.
Because, you know, I done did so much shit.
Yeah.
I'm about to say, so we already know Sasha ain't going for this shit. So what if you're in a relationship and your nigga low-key been, like, vetting this girl, right?
Okay.
So he's been talking to her, and you confront him about it. Like, who is this bitch? Why are you talking to her? What is she? Who is she? And he was like, you know, I was talking to her because I wanted to bring her into the bedroom. Mm-hmm. How do you address that?
I would feel like first you should have had a conversation with me before mm-hmm. you went to yeah. start talking to her about it. Because, like, nigga, I feel like you on some sneaky shit a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You could have been... Now, if you trying to just be on some, like... if you trying to just be on some shit, like... And we finished the whole big ass bottle.
Okay, we murked
it. But if I feel like if you, but then it could be because you're trying to surprise me. So
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I don't know. We just might have to have a conversation. Like I have to see where your head at with it. If it's really genuine, like okay, you're trying to surprise me type shit, or is it because you really on low?
So how do you tell if it's genuine or not?
Because you're gonna know by the conversation that he's been having with her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm saying, well, put that shit up and let me see.
Yeah. But what if there's nothing to see?
Okay, well then we gonna motherfucking all talk together, goddamn it. But then she could be that sneaky bitch.
A sneaky bitch who ain't gonna set him up and gonna be with the shit so she can get the dick when you ain't around.
That's mm-hmm. tricky, bruh.
Yeah, it is.
It's just know, I have been that down ass sneaky bitch.
Yeah, it's just something you gotta step out on the limb with. Like,
I don't know. That's hard because I would feel.
Because it's like,
I feel like you gotta know your nigga though. If you
what
know,
if, what if these niggas out here sliding in DMs?
Yeah,
with a different motive than we think. It could be something completely different.
Yeah. Come on, sir.
How the tables turn.
How the tables have turned. Okay, for real.
But I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, I just know me, y'all. I can't, like.
And some people are built that way.
To die, literally. I can't.
Some people are more fluid than others.
I don't know. With mine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just been
so me. So if it wasn't a relationship and it was just some nigga you was fucking, do the dynamics change?
I don't know. Maybe. I can't say. I don't know. I haven't been in that situation. I've always been in a relationship. You know, so before my last relationship, I was in a long-term relationship, and that was all through high school.
I got you.
Yeah, everybody know I didn't lose my virginity until I was 22. So
it's so crazy. We had this conversation. Okay, so we had like a little dinner party. Remember when I told you we had our little dinner party or whatever, and we had the virginity conversation, and it came up, and I was like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all make me feel like a
whole... I was 22 years old, so a lot of shit I can't relate on.
Y'all make me feel like a whole hoe.
I was 22. My first relationship was all through high school. Never did nothing. And then got out of that relationship and got in another relationship. And then that's when I lost my virginity. So a lot of shit, I'm like, no, that's my nigga and my nigga only. So I don't want to share him with nobody.
Yeah, because you ain't
You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't never been out there like, all right, let me fuck on him because I'm single. I can do this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
well, shit.
Yeah.
What you say?
So, I lost my virginity 10th grade summer going into 11th grade. Like, I lost my shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Y'all make me feel like
I know they said lost their virginity at 14, 15, and 13. So... Ain't nothing wrong with that. Just, you get the D when you get the D. I was a late bloomer. You know what I'm saying? I got.
That's I wasn't good, late at all. Though.
I was a late bloomer. Shit, I was not going for the shit.
Bitch,
I wasn't
late at all. You want
to
do what?
No.
I wasn't late at all.
Child. And
she was hot and ready. Like.
Little Caesars, bitch.
Where is it at?
And baby, I told him that. Because they was joking and stuff. We was in class and I was like. I know, because I was the only virgin.
You lied.
I lied and said that I wasn't a virgin because everybody else was. So, bitch, when I got, I was so fucking nervous and scared because he was like,
I said, she ain't never had no dick, but lying to
And he was like, come to my house, you know, my grandma going to play cards.
I know your ass. I know you was probably like, yo.
Talking hella shit.
Talking mad shit.
Bitch came in the door confident.
Like, what's up?
Looking good and fine and shit.
Motherfucking body got the trembling though when it was time to get down to it.
Nah, that nigga started kissing and touching. Bitch,
I was like, oh my God.
I said, I need to run.
This shit to the...
Bitch, he had me. And when he popped my chair, I was literally crying. And it was like blood. He said, yo, what the fuck? He was like, I thought you were gonna let me run. He's like, what? I'm like, I'm a virgin. He was like, yo, I just took your virginity. I'm like, yeah.
that motherfucker still was motherfucking going. And then after that, he's like, you okay? He got me some rags and all that shit. Mm-hmm. I left his motherfucking house. That nigga said, yo, stop walking funny. Straighten up. I was like, oh, shit. Bitch. My mama was in that motherfucking living room with all the lights off and that wine glass.
Where the fuck
have you been? She scared me. I fell all on the floor and everything, hurting and all that shit, bitch.
Oh my god.
Shaking my head.
We're not gonna talk about that. It's all right.
It was crazy.
We're gonna breeze on past that, child.
But this was a really good episode, yeah. Especially mm-hmm. talking about just to sum up everything, talking about people who aren't committed relationships. Like, I just feel like you have to literally understand that it's okay to be single.
It's okay to not waste people's time.
It's okay. And so many people, it's sad because they can't be alone. And that's the sad part.
That's the problem. Ding, 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 ding.
That's the sad part. They cannot be alone. You feel that way? You can't be alone? Yeah, a lot of people and a lot of men feel that way.
But I feel like you need to learn to enjoy your own company.
You have to. You have to learn to enjoy your own company because when you don't...
You need to be a whole person outside of a relationship. Yeah. A relationship is not the answer.
And sometimes you find so much happiness and you find yourself, you find your calling when you are cleansed to just
of other people.
Yeah, like if you're just like, okay, you know what? I gotta... You know what I'm saying? Like, because for me, you know, I was doing really good. Like, for real. So...
Yeah, it is what it is. That's the moral of the story today, y'all.
Yeah,
don't waste people's time.
Don't
stop giving niggas your energy that don't deserve it.
Period.
Stop being naive.
It's okay to be alone.
Learn to be alone. Flags. Be by yourself.
Absolutely.
And listen to the red flags.
I'm with it.
Yes.
And if you fucking on a nigga and you find out that he got a girlfriend, oh fucking well, keep fucking.
Keep fucking on a nigga.
Especially if that dick good, girl.
Okay.
Ride it to the top on your tippy tippy toes.
Hey.
Make it drop. Make it go low.
Hey.
Bye,
y'all.
Bye.